Welcome to 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas here in El Paso. Today's guest is Professor Arturo Bronson from the Department of Mechanical Engineering in the College of Engineering. Arturo, Art, welcome.
Good morning.
Tell me what you do, Art. What's your area of expertise?
My area of expertise is primarily high temperature thermodynamics and kinetics. Thermodynamics, as you know, is what give you an indication whether the materials or the reactions will react or occur, and kinetics will tell you how fast it will occur. So my research area has been working at temperatures anywhere between 2,000 to 4,000 degrees F. To get a little bit of perspective, when you bake an apple pie, you heat up the oven to 450 degrees F, and then you decrease it after 10 minutes to 375, and you bake it for 50 minutes. So at our temperatures, what we're doing in terms of processing, we're looking at 4,000 degrees F. That's 10 times that your oven will operate.
And the reason for studying these high temperatures and materials, what's your real goal?
Well, the primary goal is to have these materials operate at 4,000 degrees F for the hypersonic plane for the Air Force.
For the engines of the airplanes.
The engines and also the outer skin, because they plan to move above the atmosphere and then come back down. And as you know, as the shuttle comes back down, it heats up. So we're talking about the temperatures that are reached at anywhere between 4,000 to 4,500 degrees F.
Why is it important to have, apart from going into outer space where there's less resistance, you can go faster, what's the big deal about engines that can operate at 4,000?
Well, the engines operate at 4,000. That means that they're more efficient. They use less fuel. And with less fuel, you can go further when one tank of fuel. So we need to have these materials operate these temperatures in the engines as well as in the outer skin.
So how do you do? Do you have a large research team of graduates and undergraduates and
collaborations? Right now I have a research group that's small. We have about four graduate students and Dr. Vinod Kumar, who is more of a computational fluid dynamics, and also Dr. Jack Chessa, who's more on the computational mechanics. They help us and guide us which way to go in terms of the processing and materials.
Are there new materials that you're dealing with, or old materials sort of tarted up?
No, they're new materials that the Air Force and the Department of Energy are looking at it to go to the temperature extremes that we're talking about now.
You're part of a team to develop new materials.
That's correct. And the reason is because it used to be that we would have an experiment, and then we would go to the computational experts to explain the experiment. Now we've turned it around, so that we have the computational experts with our sophisticated algorithms to indicate which way to go. And then the computational people would tell us, well, it would be nice if you
modified
have
here,
all
there,
these processes occurring here and all these composites going here.
This has been 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the University of Texas at El Paso's 100th birthday, and our guest was Arturo Bronson from the Department of Mechanical Engineering.
Thank you for inviting me.
And my name is Keith Pannell.